Lord, please be good to me.
The first thing you notice about musician Jacob Banks is his voice. Raw, gritty, soulful.
For far too long. Oh, please be good to me. Be good to me.
But Banks brings more than just his voice to his music.
Been born in Nigeria, moving to the UK, and UK youth culture being Caribbean, I've had the pleasure of growing up around so many different sounds and scapes and influences.
His new debut album is called Village because he says it took many villages to raise him, and all those villages contribute to the sound of the album.
I want to talk a little bit about the music, and the song we're going to play is Chain Smoking. Here's the opening of that.
It's getting harder to breathe. Chain smoking your love can't be good for my sanity, can't be good for my lungs. Chain smoking your love. Chain smoking your love.
So within this dance production, I hear a very straightforward and old school blues song. Can you talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's so weird hearing these songs because I never listen back. Once it's out into the world, it's like someone else's now.
What?
Yeah, I just never listen back because it's you just move on to something else. But anyway.
So let's stick with that moment for a minute. What's it like hearing it right now?
I'm really proud. I really am. Because I perform the song all the time, but it's a different vibe, it's a different energy on stage. Because this song, when I wrote this song, I was playing FIFA. Because I game in my spare time.
Wait, so you're playing soccer video games?
Yeah.
When you wrote this old-timey blues song?
Yeah.
And, which is about what?
Yeah. So, my mom's a nurse. And, she has four kids. And she chooses to work nights so she can spend the days with us. So she would work 8 p.m. to 8 a.m., come home, get us ready for school, and then she would pick us up from school and then spend a day with us and go back to work at 8 p.m. And that was her system for years and end. And as time went on, it was kind of obvious that it wasn't the best option because, you know, she's now 52 and had to have her knees replaced. She just had an appendix taken out a couple of days ago. And it's, I guess the point of the song is, you know, love is expensive. You know, it costs you time, health, and sometimes your sanity. But it's all we have and it's all we have to stand by. And it's the only thing that keeps us going.
It's getting harder to be. Chain smoking your love can't be good for my sanity, can't be good for my lungs.
Hearing you talk about what it's like to try and perform this song live is reminding me of a quote I read where you were talking about what it's like to have to go to an emotional place to perform. And there was a song, Dear Simone, that you don't perform live pretty much as a result because it was about a friend who had passed.
Dear Simone.
Talk about that idea. I think that's something that we, the audience, don't appreciate all the time because we, you know, we're listening to the music to help be the soundtrack to those emotions. Yeah. We don't have to live it.
Yeah, I think it's just a double-edged sword because I don't feel like the audience should care in a weird way. Because my approach to being on stage is this. You've given me your time. Like, time is the only currency that matters to me. Money can be replaced, anything else can be replaced. But time, if you choose to come see me and you've given that time to me, I will put anything aside and give you a good show. So that's one side of it. And the second side is, you know, these songs come from such a real place. And to do your job properly, you have to keep that wound open. And you have to go through these emotions again. It always feels like it's just happening. For me anyway. And it can be tough, but I think over the years, songs take on new meanings, and hopefully they're more wonderful than the one before.
What I've learned from a traveler, there's no road that can lead to Nirvana. There's a world to discover, but home is love. What I've learned from a mirror.
I want to talk about a very sweet song called Slow Up. This is a song where you really put your own voice out there, center stage, as a singer. And I know you've talked a lot about being a writer and using different forms of expression. What was it like to just be vulnerable and just, it's just about you and the voice?
I think it was easier on this song because this song was for me. It's about me being a child. Like, I had to do so much work to get here. So many wrong decisions to get to this song.
Don't you show up for me? Don't you grow up on me? Slow up on me. Don't you grow up on me?
People from marginalized groups, we often have to grow up a lot quicker than everybody else. And in your growth, you skip stuff. You skip love languages. You skip affection. You skip how to talk about how you feel properly.
Do you mean because you're trying to break into an adult identity or individual identity?
Quickly. Yeah, and you have to be so defensive so quickly, and you have to learn how to protect yourself. And you give up freedom for that. So this song was a note to my younger self, saying like, I wish I was younger for longer.
Slow up on me. Slow up on me.
You've put out several EPs, but this is your debut, right? This represents years of work. How do you feel now that it's out?
I feel grateful because I didn't want to make an album that I was dependent on to solidify my position as a human being. And I'm grateful that it came through.
And in the meantime, I understand instead of an album release party, you stayed at home with those cats.
Yeah.
And played FIFA, probably.
That's exactly what I did. And it was weird for everyone. Like, everyone all around was like, oh, we just do a party.
Oh, I thought you meant it was weird for the cats.
No, the cats loved it. They're great. But for me, it was to make sure I wasn't getting lost in the moment. And I was doing what I would have done in any other day.
Jacob Banks, his new album is called Village. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
It's been a privilege. Thank you so much.
You treat me like Obama. I barely know you. You want me to meet your mom.